No, she doesn't need to accuse. She has a genius for insinuation. Did you ever hear her in the course of our discussion today, ever once hear her accuse me of anything? Yet it seems I have been accused of a multitude of things, of jealousy and paranoia, of not being man enough to satisfy my wife, of having relations with male friends of mine, of holding my cigarette in an affected manner, even, it seems to me, accused of having nothing between my legs but a patch of hair, and soft and downy and blonde hair at that. Ball cutter? Oh, you underestimate her. Harding hushes all of a sudden and leans forward to take McMurphy's hand in both of his. His face is tilted oddly, edged, jagged purple and gray, a busted wine bottle. This world belongs to the strong, my friend. The ritual of our existence is based on the strong getting stronger by devouring the weak. We must face up to this. No more than right that it should be this way. We must learn to accept it as a law of the natural world. The rabbits accept their role in the ritual and recognize the wolf as the strong. In defense, the rabbit becomes sly and frightened and elusive, and he digs holes and hides when the wolf is about. And he endures. He goes on. He knows his place. He most certainly doesn't challenge the wolf to combat. Now, would that be wise? Would it? He lets go McMurphy's hand and leans back and crosses his legs, takes another long pull off the cigarette. He pulls the cigarette from his thin crack of a smile, and the laugh starts up again.
Yee, yee, yee!
Like a nail coming out of a plank.
Mr. McMurphy.
My friend, I'm not a chicken. I'm a rabbit. The doctor is a rabbit. Cheswick here is a rabbit. Billy Bibbit is a rabbit. All of us here are rabbits of varying ages and degrees, hippity-hopping through our Walt Disney world. Oh, don't misunderstand me. We're not in here because we are rabbits. We'd be rabbits wherever we were. We're all in here because we can't adjust to our rabbithood. We need a good, strong wolf like the nurse to teach us our place. Man, you're talking like a fool. You mean to tell me that you're going to sit back and let some old blue-haired woman talk you into being a rabbit? Not talk me into it, no. I was born a rabbit. Just look at me. I simply need the nurse to make me happy with my role. You're no damn rabbit. See the ears, the wiggly nose, the cute little button tail? You're talking like a crazy man. Like a crazy man. How astute.